Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, August 18. In Squiz Kids Today, earthquake rattles Queensland, China's Robot Olympics, Wallabies stun the Springboks, and Blackpink break a record. That's what's making news, kid style.
The Lowdown.
Did you feel the ground rumble a bit beneath your feet on Saturday morning? Did the pictures hanging in the hallway go a little bit skew-iff, or did the jars in the kitchen pantry rattle around a bit? That's because Australia experienced an earthquake on Saturday morning, and for the residents of the Sunshine Coast and Brisbane in Queensland, the 5.6 magnitude quake made the ground tremble for a few minutes. It was only a small quake, certainly nothing compared to the big ones that have happened in other parts of the world recently, but it was still enough to break a record, registering as the largest onshore earthquake in Australia in 50 years. Happily, there were no reports of significant damage and no one was hurt, but seismologists, who are people who study the movement of the Earth's tectonic plates, were nevertheless kept busy on Saturday morning as houses shook, alarms started ringing, and rail services were cancelled in the southeast of the Sunshine State. So, why do earthquakes happen? I've stuck a link to an excellent Squiz Kids shortcut on the topic in today's episode notes. But in a nutshell, our planet's surface is a bunch of enormous rocky plates, all pressed up against one another, called tectonic plates. And they're all moving very, very slowly in different directions. And when they push up against one another and get stuck and can't get past each other, the pressure builds to a point until it breaks, and the plates grind against one another into a new position. Hey presto, the grinding of the plates causes the ground under our feet to tremble. It's science, isn't it?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in China, where the Robot Olympics have been held over the weekend. 280 teams from 26 different countries submitted humanoid robots that they had created to take part in running races, table tennis, soccer, and even kickboxing competitions. I've stuck a link to video of it all in today's episode notes. And while there were lots of mishaps, lots of robots falling over one another, or really slow and actually not that interesting games of soccer between robots, these are just the beginning of what science is going to be able to achieve with robots that look like humans. In your lifetime, robots will be created that are capable of doing all sorts of things that humans do now. And creating those robots and programming them will be a really important and a really interesting job for some of you in the future.
Sport time!
While we all slept on Saturday night, tucked up in bed and snoring our heads off, okay, maybe that was just me, our national men's rugby team, the Wallabies, were making a little bit of history in South Africa. In front of a sellout crowd in the city of Johannesburg, the Wallabies broke a 62-year losing streak to come from behind and beat the Springboks in a 38-22 victory for the ages. Yep, that's right. The Wallabies haven't won against South Africa at Ellis Park in Johannesburg for 62 long years. But the boys in green and gold did it on Saturday night. And they did it despite going into halftime down by 22 points to 5. Now, for those of you good at maths in your head, you'll know that that means that when they ran back on for the second half, the Wallabies scored 33 points to streak past South Africa and claim the win. How good.
Pop Culture Corner.
Speaking of making a little bit of history, let's hear it for K-pop supergroup Blackpink. who this weekend became the first ever K-pop girl band to play Wembley Stadium in London. Jennie, Lisa, Rosé and Jisoo performed in front of 70,000 adoring fans, not once, but twice over the weekend, as they joined the mega pop star likes of Taylor Swift, Michael Jackson and their K-pop boy band counterparts BTS to play the famous London Stadium. The Wembley Stadium concerts are part of the group's Deadline World Tour, which sadly isn't coming to Australia. Well, at least not yet. But if you're still sitting there going, "Black what? Black who?" Wrap your head around this. When Blackpink released their new single Jump at the beginning of last month, it became the most watched video in a single day on YouTube, with, get this, 26 million views in a single day. Wow. I think I'm going to go and watch K-pop Demon Hunters to get into the Blackpink spirit. Can you believe it? Book Week is here. Have you got your Book Week parade costumes ready? Is your mum and dad frantically glue-gunning something together? What a time to be alive. And to mark the occasion, the Squiz Kids Book Week costume competition is back. We're giving away brilliant book packs to the most creative, clever, or just plain hilarious costumes. To enter, have a parent or teacher snap a pic of you in your outfit and then post it to Instagram tagging at Squiz Kids or using the hashtag Squiz Kids or email it to us at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Make sure you include your name, your age, where you live, and who you're dressed as. You can enter by yourself, with your family, or even as a whole class. Entries close at the end of next week. Plus, we have other great Book Week-related news, because tomorrow, kids author extraordinaire Andy Griffiths is jumping into the Squiz Kids Q&A hot seat to answer the questions that you guys sent in. That's right, Andy Griffiths' Squiz Kids Q&A drops first thing tomorrow morning, and it's hilarious. Make sure to tune in to listen to Andy answer your questions, including the one thing he always wanted to include in his Treehouse book series, but was never allowed to. It's very funny. Available tomorrow, right here on the Squiz Kids podcast feed. Enjoy!
Time for the Squiz!
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country were the Robot Olympics held this weekend? Well done if you said China. Question number two. What's the name of the stadium in London that Blackpink played this weekend? Oh, well done if you said Wembley Stadium. Question number three. In which city in South Africa did the Wallabies pull off their magical come-from-behind victory on Saturday night? Well done if you had your listening ears on and you said Johannesburg. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
It's Monday, August 18. Today is the National Day of Action Against Bullying. Purple T-shirt Day. And this year's theme is Be Bold, Be Kind, Speak Up. Encouraging kindness and support and not being afraid to speak up if you think a friend of yours is being bullied, because it takes a village. Today is also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Aria from Forest Lake, Tilda and Tyson from West Albury, Jack from Exeter, Miles from Lane Cove North, Oljasev from Glenwood, Jethro from Eglinton, Hudson from Kingsley, Emma from Cremorne, Jake from Oran Park, Judah from Ashwood, Ashti from St. Clair, and Alicia from Toorak Gardens. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Class 6S at Tregear Public School, and happy birthday to Mr. Sargent, who celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Class 5GM and Miss Phillip at Pacific Pines Primary School on the Gold Coast, and Classes 5A and 5C with Mrs. Graham at Sheldon College, who are new listeners to Squiz Kids and are absolutely loving the daily podcasts and the Friday quizzes. Welcome, Sheldon College. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with our Squiz Kids Q&A with kids author extraordinaire Andy Griffiths. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.